Coming up next is Winter 11.
He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I've got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
Winter 11. Probably because the name Winter on whatever website you originally got your screen name on had somebody... I'm confusing myself now. I was going with something, but then my mind shut down halfway through. So I'm just going to change. It is really late for me. I'm just going to go over here now and continue talking about Winter 11. Okay. First of all, please only send one file. Choose the file you want us to listen to. Don't make us choose the file. Because, like, you sent us the same file, but one was raw vocals and the other one was noise reduced. That still counts as sending us, like, two songs, basically. So we listen to your raw version, and that's the version we're putting in because, yeah. So in the future, if you make it through, or just in general with any VH singing shows, the judges do not pick, you pick what you want us to hear. And, yeah, that's just my... the more you know... for this one. I thought that the pacing on this was so super fast that it was completely distracting, and I don't know why you were going so fast. It was almost like you were in, like, a race to be, like, the first person that could finish their song or something, and it just kind of, I thought, ruined the, like, feel of this song, because it felt like this song is, like, so, like, smooth and jazzy and mellow, and it just felt kind of, like, well, rushed, and, like, I don't know. You have a very interesting tone, though. But overall, I thought that it was a bad choice to go with the sped-up version of this song rather than take it the way it's, like, at the pace it's supposed to be. Jeffers?
Yeah, I agree with your pace. Her pacing was very fast. And part of the, like, the phrasing was very unusual sounding. It was very different from the original, and the inflection was also very different, and it really threw me off at times. My first note, one of my notes was unfamiliar with the song, and then I crossed it out, and I was like, no, it sounds like she knows what she's doing. It just, the pacing is so strange. I also thought this was pitchy on the flatter side of the spectrum, and because you're going so fast, the performance kind of suffered, and I wanted more jazz feel to it. And that is all. Zell?
I think you just called him a her, but okay.
Oh, it's a him?
Is it a boy or a girl? I couldn't tell.
I thought it was
a her.
I'm not
gonna lie, I could not tell. It was kind of like...
I thought it was like a little girl, like Flynn.
I don't know.
I'm really sorry for a guy. I apologize.
Okay, I think it's getting late for me too. Okay, computer noises could have been cut out. First note. The beginning... Actually, throughout the whole thing, it was either off-key, you took a lot of liberties, or just pitchy, which is with the off-key. I have a nickname for you. You're like mini Dizzy, in a sense. If you... Mega Dizzy, I mean. I agree the quick tempo wasn't really helping your audition. And I would have liked more performance from you. And that is all I have.
Okay, so yeses and no's.
So then yes and no's.
Yeah. I had a maybe leaning towards no, because the pacing was just, it kind of ruined the audition, and the performance suffered because of it, and I guess.
I have a no. I have a no.
I have a no.
In a night where we're sending so many people, where we're saying no so many times to people without performance, like, we're just being consistent, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry, Winter 11.
Yeah, we're already over 30 at this point.
Holy crap.
So many people. We have over 30 at this point. Craziness.
Okay.
Right. So three left.
Up next is... Oh, and they're all VH people, too.
Yes. Well, the last three are all VH superstars.
So, first one up that's a VH superstar is Lush.
Lushay.
All right.
I don't think she likes being called Lushay.
I was trying hard not to say that, but...
I know, it's a lot of fun to say, but I really don't think she likes being called Lashay.
Yeah.
I'm saying Lash.
You can bitch at me later, Lash.
Take it away, Lash.
You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life. Has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or asked the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountains? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
And that was Lash with Colors of the Wind. Yes. This was like a blast from the past from Perform It, Lash, because I remember you doing this for the Disney round, I think. Anyway, my first note was... let's see, blah, 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 blah. I thought you came in a little too strong at the beginning, because you always have really good power, and your belting is incredible, but I thought, for this song anyway, it would have been nice if you eased into it a little bit softer, and had a bit more air in your voice, I think, to give it a more of a tender, emotional kind of entrance, because this was kind of like, power! And this song is a little bit softer for my liking. I thought your vibrato control was was better than it. I remember hearing this song in Perform It. And I could hear it, you holding back your vibrato at times, but, it kind of worked and kind of didn't work because it wasn't as shaky as before, but it sounded a little forced at the end, if you know what I mean. Your Never Knew was a little flat. And some parts was a little choppy and fast, and I wish you held out notes a little bit longer at times, but, overall, vocally, this was pretty good, and your energy was good, just a little too powerful for my liking at times. Zell?
I have a lot of wow, we agree on a lot of things, because my first note is, your vibrato, for the most part, is a lot more controlled than it usually is, from what I've heard. You had a lot of energy and dynamics. You almost kind of topped for me, but that might be my volume. I agree, you came in a little too strong or harsher than it should be for the song. And I have three words written down. Name, new, and the last wind. They needed either more control or you pretty much lost them because of the vibrato or trying to control that vibrato. Better than that, and like I said, energy and dynamics were good. Vocals were pretty much good. Ambie?
I don't know what they're talking about, Lash. I liked, like, the beginning part of it. I thought that there was just this great, like, joy throughout it that I have not heard often with this song. Like, I think that there's, like, a spark of life that people sometimes miss with this song, and I really felt it with you in this. I heard you controlling your vibrato, and I was happy with it. I'm glad that you are working towards controlling it a bit more. Just like Jeffrey said, be careful, because there were times when you could tell that you were like you could hear the thought process in your head of you controlling your vibrato. Like, oh shit, that was a little bit too much. Better hold back on a little bit type of thing. Like, you could hear, I could hear the thoughts in your head as you were singing it. So now, like, the next step is, now you know how to control it. Now the next step is making that control a smoother and more natural thing. But it's a good step. It's a step in a good direction, because it definitely did not take over the song like it usually does mm-hmm. with you. And overall, I just really liked this. I thought that you had a great character for it, because, like, I feel like Pocahontas is that kind of like a pow character, and I felt a lot of pow on this. So good job. And I'm going to start with the yeses and nos, and I'm saying yes.
I also have a yes.
I'm a yes. I'm also a yes.
Yeah, we were just nitpicking.
All right. Yeah.
She's a fellow PMS member, so we're being more picky.
Well, anyway. Anyway, PMS, sure. Okay, though.
Oh, there it is again. PMS.
Yes, I'm just throwing you under the bus, though. TMS,
you
PMS
suck, represent.
Jeffers. Go, Lash. And Maddie. Okay. So, up next is V8 Superstar number 2, Read to Me.
Read to Me.
Young Rusts.
Young Rusts.
Hi, boys and girls. This isn't really Mickey. It's his cousin, Slicky. But boy, have I got an audition for you. Ha ha! Oh, boy.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MIC, oh, we're gonna see you real soon. We're gonna see you real soon. K-E-Y, why? Why? Because we love you. Oh, because we love you. M-O-U-S-E.
Read to Me with what I think is the Mickey Mouse Club theme.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. It sounded familiar. Yeah. I'm like, why do I recognize it? Oh. And those are actually words off my notes. Okay.
You might recognize it in more ways than you think. When we get to me, you'll yeah. More on that in a minute.
Right.
More on that 11.
Yeah. Literally. No, not literally. First of all, intro? ...
My note was like, troll audition? What? And then my next note is, oops, never mind. I start crossing this out.
But I'm like, oh, well, at least it's Mickey. Doesn't hurt so much. But I thought, as much as I recognized this at near the end, it sounded like it was well sung and everything. It sounded good. I just don't know how to really nitpick at it. Ambi?
All right, you want to know the truth about it? You want to know the truth about it?
Sure.
It's his cover at audition.
Oh.
This all happened, like, extremely last minute last night. Like, he was kind of rushing to get it through, so he had to submit something that he already had. That's why it's a cover version of the Mickey Mouse theme song.
No wonder it's all, like, different and revamped.
That's why it's all, like, different and, like, kind of, like, it's a cover version of the song. That's why it's, like, not exactly like it.
Right.
That's what it is.
Last night he asked
me about it, and I was like, I don't remember your cover audition. Now I remember your cover audition. After actually hearing it again, now I remember. But, I mean, you still have good, nice tone and control, and I smiled at it. It was funny. I found the Mickey thing in the beginning comical. Just don't everybody do that every single week, because I will kill people every single week. It's cute once in a while, but honestly, really, we don't want to hear it all the time. So, yeah. Oh, Reed. Silly, silly Reed. Jeffers.
Always turn. A character. Yeah, I said, troll audition. What? No, wait. Delete that. I liked how you, like, it's covered and you completely revamped the song, and it was good. And Your energy and performance was good, and I like how, better, no, well, not better, but, like, how controlled your higher range is, because I remember when you first joined VH, your higher range was kind of, like, a little sketch at times, but now, like, your falsetto was good, and I was really impressed by that, so good job, Reed.
So yes is a no.
I
sorry, have a
Anna.
Yes.
I'm a yes. Mickey won me over.
Okay.
Way to go, Mickey.
Read to
Oh-ho!
Me.
Oh, way to go, Mickey.
Oh-ho!
Oh-ho!
Read to me, you are in. So, yeah, good job.
Right. Which means we are down to our last audition.
Of the season.
Of the season. The
and
last.
Another return.
Yes, another
return. Another return. My fiancé, we've had an extended engagement. Since last season. During auditions, my fiance.
Maid of honor.
That's right.
Maid of honor.
You are not going to be our maid of honor, darling. I'm sorry.
No.
Be the flower girl. Be the flower girl.
Just because I'm short.
Yeah, it is. But it's Faded Phantom that is coming up next.
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem of our generation is finding a good way to spend it. Like maybe building a rocket, or fighting a mummy, or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist.
Hey!
Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving your sister insane.
Phineas!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Perry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence.
My fiance coming back in season two with another Phineas and Ferb song. She wants to marry me times two.
Ooh.
Because she sang another Phineas and Ferb song.
Good,
yeah. That
touch?
Was the whole. That was the whole reason we got engaged in the first place was
That's
because she
right.
sang Busted last season for audition. And now she's singing theme songs of Phineas and Ferb. So.
Appealing to the judges.
She knows what I like. My woman. My lady knows what I like. My lady knows what I like. Faded. I thought there was a pretty nice energy to this. It was really cute, and it was just, you know, it was fun and spunky like the theme song is supposed to be, and I mean, it was sung very well as well. I mean, it's not a very difficult song to sing. I mean, it's a song kind of designed for kids to sing, which, oh my god, side note, today while I was at work, I was working in the electronics section of the store. And they had karaoke CDs, and one of them was a Phineas and Ferb karaoke CD, and I'm probably going to buy it with my discount.
Oh my goodness.
I was so excited when I saw it. I was like, oh, that's awesome. But yeah, that's really all I had to say. Because it's like a song like geared towards kids being able to like sing along with it. Like, I'm singing along with Phineas and Ferb, Mommy! And so on and so forth. So it's not really a difficult song, but you did it well. You like captured the mood of it, so good job with that. Jeffers?
Yes, I liked your energy, Faded, and it's very nice. Like I said to, I think, For Great Regret, how energy is very nice and appreciated in this episode. Let's see. The low spend it in the beginning part seemed to push your range a little bit on the lower end. Let's see. It was a little talky in the middle, and like I know the song fairly well, but on the first listen, it sounded like there were key changes in there, but I know that's how the song goes, so I don't know. Like, it sounded a little awkward the first time, but then the second time it sounded better. Like, I don't know. Without music, it sounded strange. Let's see. I really liked your acting lines, and they were very funny and good, and I really like your Candace lines. That was good. And overall, I thought this was a good audition, Faded.
She is a really good Candace.
She does a really good Candace. Zell?
My first note is, I'm surprised I recognize this song at all.
Last season, none of you knew Phineas and Ferb, and now look at you. Phineas and Ferb is awesome.
I know. I saw it on the channel. It's good.
I see Perry everywhere now that I know who he is. But another Phineas and Ferb song. Awesome energy and emotion. Good. I love the sister at the end. I'm assuming that's this Candace girl.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb making a title sequence!
Yeah.
I'm gonna punch her. I don't know if it's, it's Ashley Tisdale or not.
It's Ashley Tisdale! It's Ashley Tisdale!
So I really do want to punch her in the face now.
Oh, I like Ashley Tisdale.
Sharpay is painful for me to endure.
blasphemy.
I can't say. Okay, for me, I almost thought, and I think this happened last year too, that I thought it was near the mixing role, because she had, like, to redo parts for the, for not the asides, but the interjections.
The interjections, because it's like, the way the song works is it's like the main vocals is sung by, I think, Bowling for Snoop, I think is who sings it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's, like, the characters interjecting with the, come on, Barry! It's over here!
Yeah, like those.
Yeah,
and those, like, and there's, like, one or two that sounded, like, really, that you can tell it's overlapping audio tracks.
Well, because I know so, she submitted earlier with it overlapping, and then she, when I was talking to her on Skype, like, she was like, wait a minute, wait, I have to fix something real quick. So then she adjusted it or something.
But yeah, that was just one of those things I was, like, near the mixing role for me.
It's, yeah, but it, I think that in this case, it was a very, very minor thing compared to some of the other issues that we've had in the past. Like, there was no, like, real effect. Because that's what I think it was, is I think that her original edition had effects on it.
I think what it was
and that
panned.
She cut those out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she had the original one panned, and then she cut those out so that it was kind of all on the same level. Though it was two things, but...
Okay, I'm just saying it was just a little iffy near that mixing role. But I loved her energy and her emotion in this thing. It was like, kaboom.
So, yeses and noes? Yes.
I say yes.
I'll say yes.
I'll say yes, too. So, Faded, you are in. Last audition.
And you're the last person in.
Nice. Oh, my God. How many people are on this list? I'm counting it right now. Do you guys want to go reiterate, because I mean, we said on the topic what the next theme, what the first theme is, but you guys want to reiterate it and talk about like the two episode thing that we were talking about?
Sure, so you can do the theme and I'll do the episode thing.
Okay, well, our first, well, first of all, we're not going to have an immunity for the first round, but for our main is your typical first free choice, so pick something Disney, anything Disney. And you're good to go, pretty much. And here comes Jeffers with part two.
Right. So because we have, like, I'm assuming it's 30 plus something while Ambie is counting the list right now.
Yeah. We have 37 people.
Whew. Oh, my.
That's near last year's. That's near last year's amount.
That's near last year's, yeah.
Anyway, and so.
Even if we had 10 cuts, that's still 27 people. Like, people that drop, not cuts, but people that. Yeah.
The gist of the story is that basically that we have 37 people, and at 3 minutes each, they are very long. It's going to be a very long night, and plus critiques is going to be very, very long. So basically what we're doing is we're splitting the first round into two episodes, and we'll be recording the first one on Sunday night, which is when your immunities will normally be due on. And then we'll be recording the second episode on Monday, which is when the normal main deadline is for the main rounds. And
just so that we're not critiquing for 24 hours straight.
Right.
So, basically, to motivate people to submit a little bit earlier, is we're giving away 3 spots to the people in episode 1 on Sunday. So, if you submit on Sunday, or the first 15 people on Sunday...
half of it would be 18.5, so like the first like 17 or 18 people. Like if we get only 14 people, we will do an episode with 14 people, and 3 of those 14 people will get automatic, like will be through as of that night. The rest will have to wait until the next night. But if we get like 20 people, we're only gonna listen to the first 18, and 3 of those first 18 are gonna get. So it's basically get it in. The sooner you get it in, the better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But don't rush it, because...
Yeah, don't rush it.
It's
yeah,
going
but still.
To be a very brutal and giganto cut. So, yeah.
Because we are bring officially... It. We are cutting down to 20 people. It is going to be a huge huge cut. So huge that Jeffra's mic just falls right over. It's that huge.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That huge.
I'm holding up with this little wire basket thing. Yeah.
It's that huge a cut. So it is going to be a massive cut. Because we do realize that we're probably going to have some drops. Like, some people that, like, audition really early sometimes forget, you know, that these shows are going on and so forth. But, yeah. So, hopefully, you know, we're going to have 20 good people after next week.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions, feel free to ask us.
Yep, so...
Holy shit, we're cutting 17.
Yeah, we are cutting 17 people right out the gate.
June 27th, which is next Monday. And for if you want to make episode 1, June 26th on Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think that's about it, right?
11:59 EST.
Yes.
Yes. Do not be late.
We are very picky about this season.
Late. And if you are, for whatever reason, going to be late, please tell us ahead of time, especially after we've actually made cuts. Because if you contact us ahead of time that you are not going to be able to submit, we can pull someone who has been eliminated back into the competition. It's only fair that they get a chance if you are going to drop out. If you drop out without telling us, we are going to be very disgruntled.
Yes.
Very disgruntled.
The last season, and you don't, we don't want to
see. You don't want to see Ambie disgruntled.
Oh, geez.
You don't. I'm scary. I am Ambie. Hear me smash.
Oh, dear. Ambie, the scariness you had going just went out the window. And with that, good night, people.
Jeffers has no idea what we're joking about right now.
I really... Do you, Jeffers?
Oh. Did you get my tip? Well, why did you text me back? I'm losing it. I gotta go to sleep. It's 3 a.m. I gotta go to sleep.
And congrats to everyone that went through.
Oh, yeah. Should I do a quick of everyone who went through?
All 31 people?
I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I will go through all 37 people right now.
Go.
Ready for this? All right. We got Melly, Gildragon, Moniker Silence, Seaglass, Maddie, Temporary Butterfly, Rochellular, Sukono, Sharp Cookies, Princess Clary, Nani, Mega Dizzy, Mr. Sister / Margo, Blue Man 39, Spaz Cakes, Captain of Squad Zero, Valkyrie Celeste, Nikki Bryant, Katsurio / Carly. She said to call her Carly, and that's what we're going to call her. Amanda, Manamana. Stop typing things in while I'm trying to get through this list. Heartless Masquerade, Hugabug, Songbird, Sweet Pop. Stop it, Jeffer!
It's both of us.
They're all like in a shared document, and they're like, texting, like typing stuff in while I'm trying to read. Sweet Puff. Well, it was Poffin. Sweet Poffin. Haru. It's not Poopin. Haru. Audrey Golightly 13. Chester, Animated 93, Omi Pride 09. I don't know why there's an 03. Omi Pride 03 in there. It's Omi Pride 09. Genesis, Silver Soulbird, Oliviana, RJ, Lash, Read to Me, and Faded. What are you typing now? And that's all, folks. That's all. Have a good night.
Night. You'll get the email after this.
Okay, so there was a small slip-up, mix-up in the results section of this episode. So we accidentally forgot to mention three people that are really safe and in the competition. And those three people are Forget Regret, Miss Voice of an Angel, and Turtle. Sorry about that. And now this is the end. Good night.